Welcome to the sixth episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
I'm Rebecca.
And I'm Kevin.
Holla. Six already. Yes. We've gotten together six times successfully.
I'm proud of ourselves.
In 7 weeks.
In 7 weeks. I'm sorry I ruined one. That's okay, though. So, I was thinking about Emerald City Comic Con and Sakura Con for photo shoots. Mm-hmm. And I was like, if it rains, even though it might not because it's been unseasonably sunny this year in Seattle, if it rains, what are we going to do? Because the convention center inside is so horrible, picture-wise. It's just...
Right.
You know that.
And,
it's ugly.
Well, and for Comic-Con...
Well, Comic-Con, it would be impossible.
And they patrol and badge check everywhere, and it just makes it pain.
Yeah, they're more serious there, aren't they, than SakuraCon? Yeah.
Much.
You can't nod on a podcast. Because if they're listening,
I'm nodding right now.
Yeah, you have to like
insert nod.
I'm moving. So I was thinking, I was like, well, shit, if it's raining outside like really hard, where are we gonna go? And so I started researching doing photo shoots in hotels. Like in the lobby, because hotel lobbies are usually pretty cool.
We went somewhere weird around some other side, though, up on the roof area, and it was raining.
Who?
You. You guys were photographing, and it was a Madoka Magica girl.
Yeah, that's on like the back side. It's like another building.
Yeah, in the Game of Thrones.
But that was lightly.
Oh, was
so
it?
We didn't care as much.
I didn't remember how covered it was.
Anyway, no, it's completely open.
Oh, okay. Go back to the way.
So I was thinking about hotels, and so I started researching it, and there's not a lot of information, but people were like, oh, if you get insurance, like photography, like, you know, if we insure ourselves as like a business, then they might be more accepting to having you there.
Yeah, but you have to contact them beforehand and get the permission.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'll
let you finish.
Then I was talking about I was just researching like all this shit. And then they're like, so did you know that when you photograph outside, like in Seattle, like downtown Seattle, in a public area, like on the sidewalk, and you're blocking people, you have to have a permit from the city. And there's a really popular photographer.
You had to have like 15 people or something.
No.
It was like a certain amount of people you had to have to have a permit.
It's just anything to do with
film. You're blocking?
Yeah.
Everyone in the city needs a fucking permit. Oh, you got one of those, you got a bike? Permit. You got one of those solar little, you know, you're in the tour.
You got a double wide stroller?
Permit.
God.
All right, continue. I'm sure there's some stipulations here.
But
glossing over.
So I was reading that because there's this really famous photographer that lives here, and so he's actually talking about the city of Seattle. And it just, like, the cost just kept adding up, right? Like, you have to start paying the insurance every month. You have to get all these permits for every day that you're going to... If we're doing everything legally, is what I'm saying. Like, legally.
You take pictures in my dad's apartment building.
Yeah, just bust in.
Is there a rooftop terrace? We can
just... Is there a rooftop?
I don't know.
Because that'd be pretty cool because...
Or patio.
Because that building could look over like downtown and stuff. That'd
be really
cool.
There's a back area by the pool that has like plants and stairs and cement and brick.
We should reserve your dad's apartment.
We'll reserve the area.
Get out. Anyways, so it was just the cost was adding up. And I was talking to Kevin about it. And I was like, if we legally... did photo shoots, got all the permits, and
not
did everything.
Not saying we're illegally doing
no,
that.
I know, but
by
the city.
Okay.
Yes, by the books, saying. Because how many photographers actually get the permits unless they're doing like a commercial
photo
shoot?
They're all raising their hands right now.
Right, exactly.
We're the only ones. Oh. Anyways, we would have to charge like a couple $100 or like $100+ for a cosplay photo shoot to make it worth it. To pay everybody and get everything, and even hotels will charge you to shoot in their lobby, and it just made me really sad.
Yeah.
And depressed.
So this is the first time you've run into this issue? Like the other places you travel, it hasn't really rained you out? No. Or are you just having the Seattle moment?
I'm having a Seattle moment. I'm paranoid moment.
Oh,
because
okay.
Last year...
Oh, it rained in L.A. last
year. It rained in L.A. and that kind of sucked. And we've been running into more and more people telling us we can't shoot places. Like, we'll go somewhere and they'll just, no, you can't be here, you know, get out. Kind of thing. So to me, I was like, well, if I get the permission, written everybody, do everything right, then when we shoot places and they're like, what are you doing here? I can have the permission and be like, shut up, you know.
Just because you're a business?
Well, getting permission from the hotel, getting liability insurance. So then
in case you kill someone.
Exactly.
Yeah. Everything.
Full liability insurance.
Yeah, full liability.
We should not imply that we don't have insurance already in case people...
Well, $3 million liability insurance.
Exactly. Yeah.
Which is a lot more.
Some places require a very high minimum.
Yeah. I bet hotels would charge. But anyways, we have the most problems with Marriotts at cons. Any con that is held
at
a...
married people.
Well, them too. You're in the way. No, Marriott.
Permit.
I don't know, like, all their sub-brands and off-brands of Marriott, they are the rudest, and they don't want you shooting. And I think Marriott has probably had so many, probably lawsuits or liability claims or something, that they just go, nope.
I think Marriott's the pinkiest of them all, though. I mean, they're the ones that got sued by the FCC because they were jamming people's cell phones, so they were forced to use their Wi-Fi.
Really?
Yeah, they've gotten in a lot of trouble. They're buttholes in general.
Yeah, so every time a con is held at a Marriott, it just gets... we can't shoot inside it, or... We can shoot outside it, they don't care. But anyways, I thought I would bring that up because it made me sad.
Yeah. So. That's why we charge thousands of dollars whenever we shoot a wedding. I mean,
right. Yes.
The
so if you, I'm just saying, if you ever run into a photographer who's charging a little more, maybe it's because he's actually paying.
He, she.
Other plate. Yeah, sorry.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm a photographer and I didn't even say she.
Yeah, no, it adds up real fast.
Yeah,
I mean,
it does. A lot of things
add
up.
If you want to properly and legally run a business, that's what happens. You have to, everything adds up.
Yeah. So, anyways, that was on my mind. Yeah. Anyways, I was listening to someone else talk about this the other day, but how come at cons there'll be a group of people and they all just stop walking? And you have to either bust through their group or walk all the way around them. And
because
there's no room.
If you're a dumb person, you make friends with other dumb person, and it just kind of bleeds. And then when your brains have to reboot, you get on the same cycle. And when they stop, it's that reboot session. It can take 20 to 25 minutes.
Oh. Okay. I didn't know that. Wow.
I'm being really rude this podcast.
It's okay.
No, it's
you're
right.
Feisty.
Yeah.
It's controversial. Today.
You know, people just stop. It's like when people slam on their brakes on the freeway for no reason.
Right. Same out on the streets, like out here. People, I mean, it's mainly tourists, but they'll just stop. And they always take up the whole area. And it's like, what?
So you heard someone talking about this?
On a different podcast.
What was their...
It was about conventions.
It was just ranting and raving?
Yeah, they were getting pissed off. It was an old podcast. I think they had just come back from San Diego Comic-Con. And they were angry about... They were angry about every time I'm trying to go somewhere, there'll be people and they'll just stop right in front of me.
Well, I feel like if you go to San Diego Comic-Con and you're expecting to just go
get
places, you're the dumb one. I don't know.
The sheer number of people just blocking you.
Yeah.
Well, when we have our softbox, which is really long and skinny, it helps because people get out of the way.
Just kind
of
scares people.
We'll hold
people.
It. Oh. And it's so wide that I'll just walk with it in front of me and people will go around it.
So it doesn't
nice.
Look soft?
No.
No, it looks
knives
solid.
On it?
It looks solid so people...
It looks like a weapon.
Oh. And when people do run into it, like pokes them. So then they go, oh...
You goosed me.
Kevin gooses people all the time with our umbrella. He's always like poking people.
It's because it hangs off the bag and it just kind of sticks mm-hmm. out just over the edge of the bag and people
constantly just poke everybody. And he's like, sorry, sorry. I'm like, they don't even, they're just, It's the con life. You get poked and frauded.
Skirts lifted and...
What?
Yeah, it's a few times. It just grabs, like, skirts that hang out just a little bit. And...
oh, like longer skirts?
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to say, because it's pretty low. It's not, like, it's high.
Yeah, but it still can catch, like, someone's bottom edge and...
What if you accidentally...
Tear someone's clothes off?
Yeah.
That's what...
That's what happens.
Yeah.
Part of the con.
Con life. Con life. There you go. That's a new t-shirt right there.
What? Just con life?
Right.
That's it?
Yeah.
Hashtag con life.
That's probably someone's business name.
For convicts, yes. Like...
Hopefully they have all the permits.
Right.
Yeah, everybody, you need to get your permits and your liabilities.
Yes.
For convict businesses.
Oh my god.
You get a lot of emails.
Oh. Yeah.
But yes. Yeah. Well, what we have here.
Oh, if you can't see.
It's
on,
there. It's there. Yeah.
Well, on the people that are listening to audio only. Yes.
Oh, yeah. This is, you can't see it. It's a Nerf gun that I got at Goodwill for $2.99.
Yes. Nice. It's for. What's her name? Miss Fortune.
Miss Fortune.
Arcade skin
arcade,
version.
Yes.
I'm going to mod these guns and make them into her guns, which she found that looked like duck guns.
Yeah, decided they look like the Duck Hunter guns from the Nintendo game.
It's kind of
skinny enough. The Nintendo one had a skinnier barrel. This is like a...
I'm going to contour it.
Contour
it? Yeah, yeah. Believe me, yeah, I got a plan. So I got these PVC pipes and it's going...
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, kind of put on some materials, some kind of clay or something.
I don't know if they're supposed to be modeled after the duck gun guns.
Okay.
I just decided they kind of looked like it.
Because I wanted
it.
To mod one anyway, yeah. So I was like, ugh.
But you got two of these, right? Yeah. This was the only matching pair.
Only twins.
Yeah.
In the litter.
It's called Exploders with a Z.
Yes.
And I have no idea how it works. I was trying to play with it before the podcast.
I don't think it's...
There's
think
no
it's supposed
gun.
To shoot something specific. Because if you look at the barrel, it doesn't have like an opening for like a Nerf dart. It kind of has a closed flap. So I'm thinking it shoots like balls or something, like little BBs or something specialized for their product.
Oh.
You can probably look up what an exploder does and probably find some YouTube.
Exploders.
Well, it's got to be like buckshot or something, right?
Right. Or like little paintballs or something that explodes.
I don't know. What do they name anything? Like,
I feel like it would be intentional that they called it exploders, right? I don't know.
Anyways, I'm excited for you to... mod this.
Good
Rebecca just moved, so cosplay has been put on hold. So
yeah, a lot of been going on, but I have more room now, so
yeah,
I got my table down.
An actually, craft room,
and I'm gonna just bust this out.
Yay! I'm
but
excited.
You're only a little bit further from us now. You're still close. So
yeah,
yeah. Rebecca was literally across the street, but now she's a couple blocks down.
Yes, not too bad.
Yeah.
No.
But I'm excited. I'm glad you got these guns.
Me too.
What are you bidding on eBay on right now? That familiar tone. That
nothing. Oh, no.
Was that not your phone?
That was your phone.
Oh,
that was
no.
my phone?
That was yours? You're bidding.
Bad.
You're bidding.
My bad. Oh. I am bidding on something.
No, yeah, I haven't. I actually have everything I need.
Oh.
I just have to put it together.
What about the shoes? What are you going to do with shoes? Oh, they're
well,
like
I have wedge shoes.
Oh,
so
you
I'm
do?
Gonna
okay.
make just make. I have to get the material to make the coverings. Just pull them on.
That'll be the most fun.
That will be the most fun. I know.
Every time I see so people make faux boots for cosplay,
mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people will just have a shoe base and then like usually wrap it in fabric,
right?
Like stretchy fabric,
yeah.
and make a boot. And every time I see a tutorial, it's to me, because I don't know how to do it, it's scary to me. But to me, it's like those drawing books. Draw an oval. Now you have an owl. Like, to me, that's how it...
Finish the owl.
Yeah, finish the owl. Or from point A to point B, there's like 20 steps.
Like origami.
Yeah. Yeah, origami books. I don't... Yeah.
And you're like looking at the instructions and you're going...
Oh, yeah, how to fold it. Rebecca, you have to annotate your actions.
I was making wacky motions.
Because otherwise it's just silent.
insert wacky motion. Well,
no.
Just watch the video.
Yeah.
We're very attractive. Just do it. We're good looking. Just watch it.
I actually prefer the audio. Whenever I go to... Because I listen to the podcast.
I like looking at us.
I don't. Maybe because I'm too self-conscious, so I just say, I don't want to look at my face. But I like the audio. I think we sound cooler with the audio.
Oh.
I don't know.
Well, maybe I'll listen to the audio.
Change my tune. You have to listen to the audio and then do something while you're listening to the audio. Don't just sit there. Yeah.
If you're riding a bus, driving, you can listen to it. It makes it time pass by. At least for us. We don't listen to our own podcast very often. Well, we did last week.
We had to last week because we were trying to see how everybody sounded. So we loaded it in the car and we realized that everybody was super quiet.
Yeah, it was a little quiet. We'll try something this week.
But I think she's better this week.
I was whispering. Yes. Secrets. Yeah.
Stop fiddling with your phone. It picks it up on the mics.
Oh, God. I'm sorry.
You can look at it.
Wow, Kevin.
I know.
Super picky.
I'm trying to make it sound the best this week.
Oh.
So.
That's okay.
I'm watching out for everything and pointing out.
Whoa.
Yeah, pointing
out. Out of control. Yeah. Oh, I should say, we booked Emerald City Comic Con shoots in one day.
Full.
For us. I don't know if you care, but
that's so exciting.
It was. I had to actually decline people.
Oh my gosh.
Which I've never had to do before, so.
No, that's fantastic. Oh my gosh.
Whoa.
Well, what time do you start in the morning?
I think we're
You manage the schedule.
Sorry. 11 a.m.
Woo!
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you guys. I'm so proud of you.
And we have thanks.
You guys do things.
We try. And then we have SakuraCon available still. It's getting full, though. I'm running out of room to put people.
SakuraCon's always more casual. Like, I feel like the whole situation's more casual than Comic-Con. Well, it would take a while.
I think for Comic-Con, it was because we're only doing one day. So there was only so many. But for SakuraCon, it's 3 days. So there's more options for everybody. Yeah. But, yeah. Kevin is going on a freaking business trip the week of SakuraCon. So he's flying at the crack of dawn on Friday
to get back here.
So if you have time before your shift at work on Thursday, do you want to pick up badges together?
Because
Kevin won't be there. Actually, I can't even pick up Kevin's badge.
Yeah,
you have to pick it up by yourself.
I know, that's fine. You guys can go. I'll take care of it.
Yeah, I'll go.
I'll just be like, pull the "Do you know who I am?" card.
And do you know? No one knows who you are.
Shh, quiet. That gets
lock
you.
Lock in with all your permits. You know who the fuck I am.
I got permits.
Yeah.
I paid $30 for this sheet of paper. God. That's what I wanted. I mean, that's what I was kind of making the point earlier. Like, I just wanted to have all these papers, and then when someone yelled at me, I just would throw the papers at them. And
just buy the right hotels. One.
Yeah, just
buy the hotels.
Yeah. You just walk in and be like, everyone out, seriously. We're doing a photo shoot.
There we go. I just want to be like, there's just going to be two of us. We only have one, like, flash stand. It's not going to be a big deal.
No, because when you show up with something that's fancy looking, people get nervous.
Yeah.
They do.
It's like if you showed up with just cameras,
they wouldn't care.
Right.
So you have the business, they need that, the paperwork to back it up. Like, they need things to line up.
I know. That's why I wanted to get all those papers and just.
Yeah. We'll just print out fake papers.
Go to Office Depot and get those forms or whatever.
It's
I have a form.
One person ruined it for everyone else. That's what it was.
Thanks, person.
No, I want you to stand on the ledge. And then I want to take your picture, and I'll put this in a very precarious position to fall over the edge and hit someone in the head down below. No, it's okay. It's fine. I've got this under control. Yes, this is the exact discussion that someone had, and then it killed two people, and it ruined it for everyone.
Killed, wow.
I had to be pretty extreme for them to start banning stuff. I mean, they're not going to be like, oh, this person twisted an ankle.
Yeah. I'm scared when I ask someone to get on a ledge that doesn't even... It's not even that tall, and it's wide. I'm always like, are you comfortable with getting up there? Like, I'm always scared someone's just going to fly off.
We need to start having people start signing stuff again when we do photo shoots with them.
Model releases,
liability releases.
It's not, I know they're not going to fall off, but in my head,
you don't know that.
Something, a pigeon rolls from the sky and pushes them off.
Right in.
That's my imagination. Like, we're all completely safe. There's no, we help people get up and down. We even have a stool that we use. So it's not, but in my imagination, that's why I'm scared of flying. Because in my head, that airplane is out of control.
It's just pigeons pelleting towards
pigeons. That's like that one Hitchcock movie, The Birds.
Tippi Hedren. Yeah. That movie was crazy.
Yeah. We had to watch it for some reason at school. I just laughed the whole time.
Fucking birds everywhere.
Yeah. That was scary.
What? Speaking of airplanes.
Oh, we bought
an airplane.
We bought a private jet. Elite cosplay jet. You want to fly in it?
Hell yeah. You're going to paint my face on the side, right?
Yeah.
On the bottom, just so when we fly all small cities. Yeah, you
look up and be like, yeah. Oh, wow. Wow. Really Max good will looking be in it people too. Are in that jet.
Yeah, you and Max. You holding Max.
Yeah. Oh, he's beautiful. Maybe just Max then. He's the most beautiful out of all.
Just a random chihuahua. Anyways, we bought airplane tickets to San Jose
for
Fanime, yes. But we were the week before we're going to Chicago, so I was trying to find tickets back for Chicago.
Yeah,
I'm excited for back to back. It'll make me feel fancy. We have stuff to do. I'm sorry, I can't go. I have a business trip, and then I have another business trip.
Should I take 2 weeks off?
First time we've ever done back to back.
First time we've ever done back. Well, other than. Here at Seattle, but that doesn't really count.
You need to take time off. This is serious.
Yeah, serious. It's like
two full weeks off. It's chew through all my vacation time.
Yeah.
Well, then you should go back for those 2 days that
you
we'll
should
be back.
Drunk the whole time, though. If he takes vacation time, he's going to be drunk the whole time.
Yeah. Or just get angry.
That's how vacations go. You're drunk and angry.
Oh, okay.
But so I was looking for Chicago tickets first because we're going there first, technically. Right. And they're so fucking expensive to Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois?
Yes. It costs just as much to go to Chicago as it does for us to go to like New York or Washington, D.C. That's like halfway there. I know.
Hmm.
And Chicago's even a hub, so I feel like it would be.
We could look at the last leg skip
where you don't
stuff,
go.
Right.
Yeah.
Because the connection to there might be cheaper, like, to fly to some, I don't know.
How much is it expensive? Like, $600?
Well, on average, it's 500 something.
Oh, okay.
The cheapest we found was $340 round trip a person.
Oh.
But that was through American Airlines, and we don't fly American Airlines.
Okay.
Well, okay.
Leave it at that.
Here's the deal. Okay, so we fly with our photo gear. We don't check it because when you check photo gear, it will either get smushed or someone will steal it.
Yeah,
that's how it is.
Seriously.
So we don't check. If we need to, we'll check mine because mine's just full of clothes. And if we lose that, it's not as big. And I have my makeup in my backpack, so I know I'm okay.
Makeup's fine.
But so we don't check Kevin's bag, and we've had problems. You know, nobody wants to check their bag, right? Everybody wants to shove it on the plane. So when we just buy a ticket, just online, regularly, like everybody else, we are always in the very last group boarding. Always. No matter what. Doesn't matter when we buy it, how much we spend, we're always in the last group. So there's always been problems of, is Kevin going to be able to get his luggage on board? Because sometimes they stop you and they won't let you bring your bag on board anymore. So we got tired of this boo hockey and... Now we buy the Economy Plus seats, so there's more leg room, and you get to load right after first class. So Kevin will guaranteed get our photo gear on the plane, but this costs extra money. But so Delta, it's like $25.
It depends. But yeah,
ours was $25.
When
San
we went
Jose.
To LA, LA and San Jose was about $25.
$25 extra.
Each
which
direction.
Isn't that bad to
it's
us.
It's $100.
It's whatever.
Round trip.
Yeah.
More.
To us, it's worth it because it's something we have to deal with and we don't stress out about it anymore because
lugging is way worth more than that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So we started doing that. So we're like, okay, we'll book through American Airlines for $340. And then we'll do because they have the same thing, the Economy Plus, whatever. Theirs was $70 per person.
Each way.
So it was $140 each way.
Did you get food on that flight?
No.
Oh, you might.
No, it was a 4-hour flight. You don't get food. You get a little snacky and a soda.
I think you might get two snackies.
Yeah, you might get two snackies.
$70 a person and no food?
Yeah. So we kind of... I got angry.
Tell them to toss in the meal.
Yeah.
Like, toss in the meal and you got a deal.
Toss in a Salisbury steak.
Yeah. and I'll be there.
Yeah, so I got really angry, and I was like, fuck that shit! And I stopped booking that and just booked San Jose instead, because it was way easier. But that's what we're dealing with right now. So if anyone has cheap tickets from Seattle to Chicago. Or a private
jet.
Yeah, or a private jet with Rebecca's face on it.
Please
contact us.
Come to Queen Anne with it. We'll know.
Just land in Queen Anne.
We'll see it.
They can land in South Lake Union in the bay.
Oh, yeah, land in the and bay. The we'll see it.
They don't have the tubs to land in the water.
It's not a seaplane.
It's not a seaplane.
Sorry.
Fantasy.
No. If you're that rich, you should be able to attach one.
Attach.
And then we just have the jet on top of the seaplane. And then just land. Come to me.
Send out the bat signal. Yeah. Like, oh, the time is now. We'll come running down the street.
Yep. That's what we were dealing with
just
yesterday.
Just charges $25 a person each way, and we'll be fine.
Yeah. That'll be great. Load
we also
in our
like a meal.
Yeah.
And that's a possibility.
What soda do you get on planes?
Well, it's usually Diet Pepsi or Coke for me, because I gotta get diet. I brought cranberry juice.
Always.
But they don't have diet ginger ale, do they?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so. No, it's always Seagram's.
I love ginger ale.
Yes.
I love cranberry juice.
Me too.
I'm allergic to it.
What?
So as I'm drinking it, my throat is closing up. And so I literally have to stop drinking it at a certain time, because it's going to
please don't drink it.
Yeah.
It's
like
worth
I
it.
Love it. And no, none of this cran raz, cran apple bullshit.
No, I hate
cranberry juice. Yeah, but no, that's how it used to be for me. Now it's Diet Coke or coffee or.
Because he doesn't drink ginger ale ever in our daily lives. But the second we get on a plane, ginger ale every time.
Oh, it's the environment.
Yeah, it is. It's
ginger ale.
Does your stomach get upset?
Or cranberry juice?
I don't know. I just like it. Maybe.
Sorry, I just get
a certain level of fizziness. I don't know.
Yeah. What about, would Sprite give you the same effect?
No, Sprite's
it's boring. It doesn't have
Sprite's,
enough kick.
You know, the opiate of the masses. People like Sprite a bit too much.
The opiate of the masses. What about regular Coke? Isn't that
the opiate?
Nope. Not Mountain Dew either.
Pepsi. Pepsi's horrible.
Yeah. I prefer the Cokes,
But Sprite? A Sprite offers nothing.
Who is it? Oh, 7-Up's their own company, right?
Yes.
They're not.
7-Up's better than Sprite.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone has 7-Up. I've never seen anyways, sorry, I went off topic, but I'm going to go even more off topic. I love those soda machines where it has like the 50 flavors.
McDonald's. We were talking about that.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have Diet Dr. Pepper.
McDonald's,
we were really happy about that business. And then she said, only thing better would be if they had the thing with the 50 flavors.
They have
flavors.
Every flavor, and they have, and they have
so
all,
have
but
five
they have
guys.
Five guys.
Yeah, they have that.
Yeah, because they have all the diet options. Every soda has it. And they have the diet version.
But then you just end up putting like 50 flavors in one cup, because you
I've never been into that.
Figure it
Did
out.
Did you do that when you were a kid? Do all the flavors?
Yeah, because you don't really know. It's kind of like the Slurpee situation.
I don't do that
where you're
either.
Just like,
I can't do that.
But well, now Slurpee. I can't, because I get one flavor. And it better be the cherry lime, or else I'm leaving.
But I think maybe the
horrible.
Slurpees would be cooler, because I feel, to me in my head, they would have like levels.
Yeah, no, they do.
Okay.
They do. With the soda, it's kind of
mushed. Yeah, my friends always did that, and I was just like, I'm just going to get orange soda.
But I like
the end.
Lemonade and Coke.
That's good. Lemonade's pretty neutral, so.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm sorry. That was way off topic.
I'm an adult now, so I'm just now on the two.
I think that would be an okay note to end on. I don't know exactly how long I've been going, but it should be close to about a half hour.
Oh, we try to make it a half hour.
Right.
Actually, I looked at the time when you were yelling. It has not been a half hour.
No? Oh,
no.
Man.
Wow. Kevin's done.
My internal clock's a little off.
Did you know our podcast last week was an hour? It didn't feel like an hour.
No.
It might have
to
you, because you didn't say
much. We were pretty entertained by our special guest.
Yeah, Lillian was great. It was nice to have a different face. Hopefully, the girl we photograph a lot, Ashley, that you've seen her pictures, she is supposed to be coming to Seattle for
SakuraCon.
Yeah. She's from California.
For the con podcast.
Yeah, so hopefully we can convince her to hang out with us. And
it'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Have her as a guest, too.
I was trying to convince her to do a do a podcast at the convention center. Just bring all this junk and set it up there. And I
said that would be too much. So cool. Oh. We could get like an audience of people.
Hey,
like,
what if I can answer questions live?
Okay, hang on. Shut up. First of all, okay, I'm going to present with you a list.
Well, the bombs would be difficult to deal with. We just need to...
Hang on.
Oh, you people.
We don't have that many fans, so there would not be like a group of people around us asking us questions.
People gather around for no reason.
They'll just stare.
Be in the corner or a room somewhere, and they'll be like, "What's going on?" And they look look at all that fancy shit they have. Something's happening.
Exactly.
And then we'll have people gathering around. And we'll just be like, "Hey, this is what this is," and you'll get fans. It'll generate amongst itself.
Okay. B. Where would we do it?
B, number two.
I said A.
A corner or an empty room. People just sleep in rooms. Kick those bastards out.
Because they have like hangout rooms.
They have lots of rooms.
First of all, this is for, what's it called?
SakuraCon.
Not Sakura. I thought you were talking about San Diego. Or no, Emerald City.
No.
SakuraCon. Emerald City would be harder.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'd probably have to reserve a space.
That's what I was thinking. Okay.
Oh, okay. But I think SakuraCon, we should definitely try it out at least.
Okay. But I'm going to present with you
a third problem.
Yeah, we're at C.
No, B1. So, you know, when you do sub notes, B1.
Great.
So the question was, where are we going to do this? Would the people, not the SakuraCon people, but the people that work at the convention center who are pretty rude, would they let us even set up anywhere?
Okay. I'm making parentheses with my hands. How many permits would this take?
Yes.
These are the words written within the parentheses.
We can, worst case scenario,
there's shit going on all the time.
I don't think we could bring our own table. I think we'd have to use those tables where the bums sleep.
Okay.
As in gamers?
No. Okay, no. If you go to the convention center, like right now, there'll be bums sleeping in it.
Yeah, but when there's a 24-hour, 72-hour convention going on, it's gamers.
Okay.
Okay.
That you're going to have to kick out.
Okay. Worst case scenario... We do it outside. We don't even need
a freeway park.
Right. We don't even need a table. We can all just kind of
edgy.
Stand around. Maybe a limited set of microphones. Two microphones. Minimize it. One on each light stand, and then go from there. And then we don't even need the software. We can just use the old recorder. We can really minimize it.
Yeah, that was my third. One was all,
subsection
all,
two.
No, just the third.
Or
C.
Oh, here we're on C now.
All the equipment we would need for it.
Minimized,
is a lot.
Planned already. Got it. Taken care of.
All right. Well, I guess we're doing it at SakuraCon then.
All right.
Come join us.
Yes. Heckle us. Yell at questions.
Heckle. I don't want to be heckled. Jeez.
People will heckle us regardless.
Wow.
Well, whatever the reason, show up. We want a crowd. We want
how
people.
About instead of saying heckling, photobomb? Because that's going to happen.
Yeah.
We film.
I think it'd be really cool.
Okay.
I think it'd be a good opportunity and a good thing.
Maybe. We'll see.
No, it's going to be great.
How many permits do we need? We'll start with that question. Yeah. And then we'll go from there. We'll look into it.
We'll do it in that little outside bathroom thing in Freeway Park.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. God, yeah.
That'll be where we'll end up having to do it.
Yeah, if you do it outside, they don't... Because none of those people ever come outside.
Right, exactly.
The conventions. Because it is a park.
It is a
public place.
Yeah, you can even go up there in packs.
You can go up there anytime, anywhere you want, any con.
Yeah.
You can go to SakuraCon, Emerald City. They don't care because it's a park. You can't just be like, get out of the park.
Pacific Northwest Plumbing Convention. Whatever. You can go out there.
Whatever convention you want to crash, just go to the park.
Well, they're remodeling the convention center. I don't know if you've walked by it recently in the past 6 months.
Probably not, actually.
They're trying to expand it, which would be cool because it's a little vertical for me. It's not very wide.
It could be bigger.
Yeah.
It
think about it. I mean, where, like, you know, at cons, people like to... I mean, I guess it's okay because it has Freeway Park attached to it, so people can just kind of shove outside. But people like to, you know, get into groups and stand around, but there's not really
and
a place...
And stop in the mid-stride.
Yeah. You know that room? People who haven't gone to SakuraCon are getting so confused. Okay, you go up to the final escalator,
uh-huh.
and the people yell at you to get out of the box.
Uh-huh.
So you get out of the box and you turn left and you go in that other room that's next with the doors and you have to have a badge to get in there.
Yeah.
You can't stand around in that room, which is just like an empty open room next to some auditoriums. If you stand around, they just shoo you.
You mean stand around with that like that?
No, with just standing in your cosplay. When you start standing around, they get angry about it. I
remember that.
Hmm. Yeah.
That was only last year, I think.
No, it's been every year.
That's it.
I don't know. I remember you and I walked through in cosplay once, and a guy told me my badge was not in the right position.
Because it wasn't on your boob?
Yeah, it wasn't on my... It was on my boob. It was on my leg. I was wearing a dress, and then it was at the bottom.
Oh, because it needs to be up on the top. The boob region. But then it would ruin my cosplay. Because that's the only place they're looking.
Get out of here.
So, if it's not in the boob region, then it doesn't exist.
I never wear it anywhere.
In your boob region? No, Kevin wears his around his belt loop.
Yeah, I wear it around my belt.
He ties the lanyard around the belt loop, and then it hangs. And no one ever says anything to him. But I've gotten told off.
He doesn't even have boobs.
Oh. So they don't look. They're like, eh, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always men that yell at me.
Right.
Yeah. It's never the females that...
It's because I look more intimidating to them than they do to me. And they're like, yeah, if I say something to him, he'll probably yell at me.
Yeah, and he doesn't have any boobs, so there's really no place where you can put the badge where we'd be interested in looking. So it's kind of like, just kind of like... No.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Con life.
Yeah.
Con life.
There you go, again. Hashtag con life.
There you go.
God.
Copyright it.
No. Get the permits, Rebecca.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Anyways, all right, we'll stop here.
Oh, okay. But,
yeah. Now, it's been 10 minutes. It's been
7 minutes.
7 minutes. And downstairs lady is now vacuuming and I'm getting angry.
Oh. Well, you probably can't hear the mics.
Dang it, downstairs lady.
All right.
Anyways, great talk. I guess we're doing a podcast at SakuraCon.
3 weeks?
No, 2 weeks? A month and a half. Month and a week.
It's in April.
It's March.
Yep, it's April
5th through 7th.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Emerald City's in 4 weeks.
So. I know. It's so hard. Oh, God. Yeah.
I open, he's confused because I opened the photo shoots, but I opened them a month and a little bit before. Okay. And people were actually like pestering us to open them. I was like,
that's
okay,
really
okay,
cool.
Calm down.
That's really cool, you guys.
Aww. I'm happy you think it's cool. Rebecca doesn't think anything's cool.
No, this is the first thing I've ever thought was cool.
Ever. She didn't even think burritos are cool.
No.
Anyways, thank you for joining us for this podcast.
Sixth one.
Yes. Hello. And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.